We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden meeting with leaders at the G7 summit. We have the story.
Bipartisan group of senators has new infrastructure proposal. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A hot, humid air mass remains in place across south-central Kansas. A frontal boundary is moving our way, and we could see a few thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll talk about our chances here in just a few minutes.
President Biden met Britain's Prime Minister Thursday, ahead of the G7 summit in England.
President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson meeting face-to-face for the first time. The two leaders getting together at Carbis Bay in Cornwall, where the G7 summit is set to begin. They addressed the global COVID-19 vaccine shortage, with Biden promising the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of vaccine. This is Biden's first foreign trip as president, which will also include a meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The G7 summit runs through this weekend.
More states lift COVID-19 restrictions, and the giveaways continue for vaccination lotteries.
Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other venues today. Masks can still be required by individual businesses and are required on public transportation and in airports, schools, and hospitals. United Airlines says more than 830,000 people have entered its COVID vaccination contest. Most of those entries to win a year of free flights are people in their 50s. Colorado has chosen its first five winners of $50,000 scholarships in its push to vaccinate students against COVID-19. And globally, in India, the state of Bihar has revised its COVID death toll after discovering thousands of unreported cases. The number jumped 70% to more than 9,400. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A former Wichita teacher and city council candidate has pleaded guilty to having a sexual relationship with a student.
Rodney Wren pleaded guilty Wednesday to one of three counts of unlawful sexual relations. He admitted having sex with an underage girl in 2015 and 2016 while he worked at Wichita Collegiate School. He was fired from the school when he was arrested in February 2020. Wren was a longtime teacher and debate coach at Wichita Collegiate. He ran unsuccessfully for the District 2 Wichita City Council seat in 2019. His attorney said Wren's actions were wrong, but he said Wren was not a pedophile. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Authorities say a man fatally shot a grandmother and her one-year-old grandson. This was inside a Florida supermarket before killing himself. The shooting happened yesterday at a Publix in Royal Palm Beach. Officials have identified the suspect as 55-year-old Timothy Wall. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says there is no known motive nor relationship between the shooter and the victims.
There's a new proposal on infrastructure from a bipartisan group of senators.
Five Republicans and five Democrats say they have a framework on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. The senators say it's fully paid for and won't raise taxes. Sources tell Fox News the plan would call for more than $1 trillion in core physical infrastructure over 8 years, including about $580 billion in new spending. That is less than the $1.7 trillion plan from President Biden, but more than an offer made by a Republican group of senators before talks stalled earlier this week. Any deal would likely need sign-off from leadership of both parties and the White House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Independence Day is a few weeks away. That means fireworks. In Wichita, you can shoot fireworks this year from June 27th to July 5th from 10 a.m. to midnight. Fireworks purchased within the city limits are legal to shoot off in Wichita. Fire Sergeant Jose Ocades says,
our injuries have decreased within the last couple of years. And most of those injuries are from illegal fireworks that they purchase outside of the city limits and come inside and shoot them.
Violations for fireworks in the city have not changed. They carry a fine of $250 plus court fees. This year, the city will be increasing firework enhancement teams to 10. I think those are enforcement teams. The teams will include two police officers and one firefighter.
Catholic Charities of Wichita offers help to the homeless, disabled, the elderly, and victims of domestic violence. KNSS News asked Executive Director Wendy Glick how the pandemic has impacted Catholic Charities.
You know, it, strangely enough, has been a blessing to us because we're in the business of serving. And we got to serve even more people during the 2020 and then winter of 2021 time.
Wendy Glick, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Playoffs continue for Thunder Hockey in Indiana this weekend. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Lawmakers in Oregon have expelled a legislator who let violent far-right protesters into the state house. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Lawmakers in Oregon have expelled a Republican legislator who let violent far-right protesters into their state house. The expulsion Thursday night of Representative Mike Nierman was the first member of the House to be expelled in its 160-year history. The House voted 59-1 to remove him from the legislature for disorderly behavior. Nierman was seen on security video opening a door to protesters on December 21st as lawmakers met in emergency session to deal with economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. A representative says the protesters planned to occupy the Capitol and some of them were armed.
America's image abroad improves with a new president.
Pew Research surveys conducted in 16 countries show America's image on the world stage rising significantly since President Biden took office, roughly 60% of people expressing confidence that he will do the right thing in global affairs. The Biden presidency is a U-turn for how the world views the U.S., which dropped sharply in the U.K., Germany, France, and other countries during President Trump's final year in office. But the 2021 Global Attitudes Survey also finds a majority of people no longer think of America as a role model for democracy. Of the 16 nations surveyed, Germany is the only one where a majority believes relations with the U.S. will improve in the next few years. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Airline carriers in the United States are scrambling to figure out just how
how much their passengers weigh.
The FAA is requiring updates to passenger and baggage weight estimates that airlines use to keep each flight within airplane safety limits. Each U.S. airline must submit a plan by June 12th explaining which average weights for passengers and baggage they'll use. The plan must account for everything, all the way down to phones and clothing and how they estimated those weights. The FAA must approve each airline's plan separately. It's estimated the passengers and baggage weights will increase between 5 and 10%. John Saucier, Fox News.
A major U.S. airline is making moves to go electric.
American Airlines is making its first leap into the electric aircraft space and is investing in UK-based electric aircraft maker Vertical Aerospace and can order as many as 250 of the new planes for $1 billion. Vertical is working to develop a zero-carbon four-passenger electric aircraft that could carry people from city centers to airports. The company said it plans to conduct its first test flight later this year and hopes to gain regulatory approvals as early as 2020. The deal is the latest move by a major airline to show interest in developing technology around electric aircraft and alternative fuels, and follows a similar agreement by United to order up to $1 billion in electric aircraft from Archer Aviation. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-235 and... is northbound on I-235 between Zoo Boulevard and 25th North. So potential slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another warm and muggy start to our day here in South Central Kansas. We'll likely warm to about 93 for the high. At the same time, a frontal boundary is going to be moving in from the northwest. We could see a few isolated thunderstorms pop up. Any of those could be strong, but most will occur in eastern Kansas. Our overnight low 68, sunny Saturday at 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning here, 98.7, 1330, KNSS, 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. And the G7 summit underway today in England. And with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen to tell us all about it. Good morning, Simon.
Hi there. Good morning.
The first trip for our president, our new president as president, to go out of the country. And he's, I understand yesterday he got to meet your prime minister for the first time.
Yes, with smiles all round and an elbow bump between them, President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sat down for talks. They talked about reaffirming what President Biden referred to as the special relationship, the long-standing ties between the UK and the US. Special relationship, by the way, is a phrase that we know Boris Johnson does not like because he thinks it makes Britain sound needy. But it's the one that President Biden stuck with. It's a bit of a diplomatic phrase that has stood the test of time. So they reaffirmed their relationship yesterday. And then today, as you say, it's the start of this G7 meeting, this annual get-together of the leaders of seven of the world's largest countries. Between them, these people are responsible for about 40% of the global economy. So when they get around a table, they have the potential to make some pretty significant decisions.
And one of them could be with regard to the COVID virus and the fact that trying to get some more vaccinations are into the hands of people who otherwise probably won't get it if we don't stand up there for the G7 people.
Yes, or at least certainly won't get them for probably a number of years at this rate. And that's what we think is going to be the main announcement today from this meeting is a pledge by the seven countries, which is the U.S., the UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, that they between them will buy and then donate 1 billion doses of COVID shots to be given to poorer countries. And we know already that the US is going to meet half of that total because President Biden said last night that the US would contribute 500 million doses. And the Brits are saying that they're confident that they'll get it up to 1 billion between the other countries between them by the end of this weekend when this summit wraps up. Now, this is something that the US in particular has been pressed to do for a while to show some, I suppose, global leadership. Aid agencies would argue. I spoke to one chief at UNICEF, the UN's children's agency, which is administering a lot of these vaccines and will administer a lot of the American ones. And he told me that it needed courage from rich countries' leaders to make this call that they're ready to hand the vaccines over. Now, at the same time, campaign groups say that when you look at, say, the United States, where half of adults are now fully vaccinated, and then at the same time, there are some countries in Africa that haven't administered a single shot. You know, this isn't just a slight disparity. This is night and day between richer and poorer countries. And so there are campaigners who say that a pledge of 1 billion, yes, it's a big number, but Oxfam called it a drop in the ocean.
But it's a very, to me, it's a positive public relations thing, if nothing else, because it kind of contrasts our friends in Russia who are trying to sabotage everything we're doing. And they got a nasty player over there named Putin. And the president's going to have to meet with him later on this week or next week.
Yes, and I mean, there's even a connection to vaccines with the Russians, which is that while effectively democracies, Western democracies, have tended to focus so far on vaccinating their own populations, and there is a reason for that because, you know, all of these leaders face elections and voters want to feel prioritized, I suppose, in many cases. So we have seen, you know, Britain's prime minister talking about let's donate all these vaccines. Well, Britain hasn't donated any yet. So where's the disparity there is that the Russians and the Chinese have really been sending millions of doses to countries all over the world. And there is a sense, or at least a suspicion in many cases, that there are going to be strings attached to those deals, that the Chinese or the Russian government will be expecting some kind of leverage or influence or input in a country's affairs going forward. And President Biden said last night he did not refer to China or Russia, but he said that these American vaccines are coming with no strings attached.
All right. Hey, listen, thank you for your time and your reporting. We appreciate it, sir. That's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen reporting from London as the president of the G7 meeting starts today there in England. Coming up on 8:18, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Friday morning. And that means, of course, Friday means the weekend's about to start, and Ted's got a pretty good rundown of what's going on this weekend and what's been happening overnight, too, right, Ted?
Got a lot of a big sports weekend coming up here in June. We got Wichita Thunder hockey in the playoffs, and now the scene shifts to Indiana, where the Thunder continues in the playoffs. It's a Western Conference semifinals, best-of-five series. It's tied at one game apiece between the Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets. Game three is tonight at 7 o'clock in Fort Wayne. Game four tomorrow night. And we'll see if the series needs a fifth game after that. Good luck to the Wichita Thunder on the road in the playoffs. Pro basketball here in town tomorrow. The Wichita Wizards are 6-1 on the season, and they're at home hosting the North Texas Saints. That game will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Friends University. Women's soccer tomorrow night. The FC Wichita women are off to a 1-0 start, and they take on St. Louis Scott Gallagher. That game will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Stryker Complex in northeast Wichita. Pro soccer action for the first-place Wichita Wings. They are undefeated at home this season. The Wings host the Amarillo Bombers with back-to-back games tonight and tomorrow night. The Wings in action at Hartman Arena. Pro football action. The Wichita Force has a home game, starting three straight games in a homestand that will finish out the regular season. The Wichita Force hosting the Dodge City Law and will kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Kansas Star Arena in Mulvane. Major League Baseball last night for the Kansas City Royals in Oakland, taking on the first-place Athletics, as Royals have had a rough go of it lately, losing five in a row, not getting very good starting pitching, but that all changed last night. Mike Minor on the mound, getting the job done against a good A's team. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
In the downtown area there by the water, it's a little warmer. There's a little fly ball. Should be easy pickings for Benintendi in left field. He'll pull it down. A 1-2-3 inning for Mike Minor. He retires the final seven he has faced tonight. He's worked seven innings. He's allowed only one run. We go to the eighth.
Nice job by Mike Minor as he picked up his fifth win of the season, and the Royals beat the A's 6-1. In fact, the Royals were behind in the seventh inning in this one, but they scored three in the seventh and three more in the eighth. Got the 6-1 win. The Royals will be in Oakland for the rest of the weekend tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. All those games on KFH. Other Major League action yesterday, the second-place Philadelphia Phillies at home hosting the Atlanta Braves last night. Phillies were down 3-1 going in the bottom of the 10th inning. Coming off the bench, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm, as he hit, got a big RBI to drive in a run to get the Phillies closer at 3-2.
And, of course, that put Boehm on the base paths for more Phillies dramatics. NBC Sports Philadelphia.
0-1 as the runners lead off. The pitch coming to Segura. Out to left center field. Well hit. Almonte's going back toward the 387 sign. It's off the top of the wall. Boehm will score. Here comes Odubel Herrera around third. He'll score. Gene Segura. He's bringing everybody out to where the ball was. The Phillies win it 4-3 here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The celebration around Gene Segura.
Yeah, the former Shocker Alec Boehm drove in the first run of the inning and then scored the tying run there as the Phillies beat the Braves 4-3. Back-to-back wins for the Phillies. By the way, Boehm is batting .364 in the month of June, so his bat is really heating up. And in minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge losing last night to the first-place Tulsa Drillers 12-10 in 12 innings. Tulsa hit a game-winning two-run home run in the bottom of the 10th. Wichita hit five home runs, but it was in a losing effort. As the Surge had a 10-4 lead in this game in the seventh inning.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they got outscored 8-0 in the final four innings. So the bullpen did not come through for the Surge last night. Wichita will spend the rest of the weekend in Tulsa, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, before day off. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
New store opening in West Wichita this week. Ollie's Good Stuff Cheap there at Central and Ridge Road. And they've got great bargains out there. How about a digital contactless thermometer? For $17.99, $18 there, regularly about twice that much. That's just one thing you'll find out there. Up to 70% off prices, name brands out there at Ollie's. And I've got, right now, a $25 gift card for the third caller at 869-1330. 869-1330 if you'd like a gift card from Ollie's at Central and Ridge Road.
Nice.
822 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Comparing voter restrictions in two states. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.